This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The Big Beautiful Bill was signed into law over the weekend, and critics argue that it did away with clean energy initiatives. However, there's disagreement from the ethanol and renewable fuels industry. We will hear more from Jeff Cooper, president of the Renewable Fuels Association, next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
Critics of the Big Beautiful Bill are arguing that it did away with clean energy initiatives. However, Jeff Cooper, president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, disagrees from the viewpoint of ethanol and biofuels.
That's not what happened for ethanol. Yes, we saw the bill wind down electric vehicle credits and wind and solar and some hydrogen and quicker phase outs and less funding available. But for ethanol and for other biofuels, that 45Z tax credit was actually extended by 2 years, as you mentioned, through the end of 2029. So we've got a longer glide path with the 45Z tax credit now as a result of this legislation.
Cooper says that the bill made improvements to the 45Z tax credit.
Congress restricted eligibility for 45Z to fuels that are made from feedstocks grown in North America. And that addresses what we think was a big problem with the original language, which was it was sort of opening the door to a tidal wave of imported feedstocks, some of which, like used cooking oil from China, were questionable in nature, should I say. There was a lot of concern and questions around whether that feedstock was truly what it was advertised to be or whether it was palm oil or some other things.
He adds that the bill made other enhancements to the 45Z credit friendly to U.S. farmers.
We also saw Congress retain transferability for the 45Z credit throughout the full five-year term, which is really important. It kind of gets into the weeds on how these things work, but having transferability of those credits is crucial for our producer members.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.